Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. Imam Hussein says, "Do you want to stay away from sins? Listen to this story and find the answer." A man came to Imam Hussein and said, "I frequently disobey Allah and cannot prevent myself from sins. Therefore, please give me an advice, O son of Messenger of Allah, so that I may keep away from sins." Imam Hussein says, "Do 5 things and then commit sins as much as you want." Sinner says, "Please tell me what those 5 things are." Imam Hussein says, "Do not eat from the provisions of Allah and then do whatever you like." Sinner says, "Then what will I be able to eat, because whatever there is in his universe is from Allah?" Imam Hussein says, "Then leave the earth of Allah and then do whatever you like." Sinner says, "Oh Imam, this is even more difficult than the first. If I leave the earth, then where would I live? Because all belongs to Allah." Imam Hussein says, "Then find a place where Allah cannot see you and then do whatever you like." Sinner says, "But O Imam, nothing is hidden from Allah." Imam Hussein says, "Then do one thing. When the angel of death, Hazrat Israel, comes to you, keep him away from yourself and then do whatever you like. And if you cannot do that, then lastly, do not enter the hell when Allah sends you into it. If you can do that, then go and commit whatever sins you like." Sinner says, "That's it, O son of Messenger of Allah. From today, Allah will not find me in a situation which he dislikes."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program we listen to certain religious stories and then talk about the moral themes of these stories in order to make use of them in our ordinary daily life. Well, our subject for today is about sins and how to avoid them. You know, sin can be something that erases all good deeds that a man did in his entire life in just one glance. Every one of us should be aware of this. Being a Muslim, we must have knowledge of good and bad deeds. There is a very thin line to shift from good to bad things, so we should be very careful about our acts. Making mistakes or committing sins is part of human nature, and no one is free from it. All of us commit sins and make mistakes, and Holy Prophet says in that regard that every son of Adam sins, and the best of those who sin are those who repent. In the ahadith related from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, material attachment and sins are described as snares of Satan. That is, sins are traps which Satan haunts human beings and ropes with which he enthralls them. Of course, these ropes are multitudinous and come in different sizes. Satan lures every person in a special way. Some he entraps with wealth, some with position of power, and others by exploiting their sexual drive. You know, we may not be able to keep a clean, sin-free state, but the more we are aware of the effects of sinning in Islam, the more we hopefully are able to stay away from sins as much as humanly possible. However, sins can affect our lives in different ways. Sin entails harmful consequences for the individual as well as for society at large. Its consequences for the individual are, among others, the darkening and hardening of one's heart, depriving the sinner of knowledge of divine secrets, the transformation of the heart into a niche for Satan, being barred from self-knowledge, relinquishing the pleasure of divine conversation, and the invalidation of the sinner's worship. You know, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated to say, when one commits a sin, a black speck appears on his heart. If he disowns it and repents, his heart will be purified. But if he repeats the sin, the spot spreads until it overtakes the entire heart. Well, now let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life. Today we are talking about sins and the way we can repent them and their consequences, in fact, on the life of an individual. You know, the social consequences of sin consist of the decadence of the sinful society. Although it might appear as though it is headed in the direction of progress. For in reality, such a society is drawing near to its extinction due to neglecting human and moral values. The consequences of sin can be divided into those that befall the individual and those that pertain to society. Today we want to talk about the consequences of the sin for the individual himself or herself. First, it contaminates and pollutes the soul. You know, the sinner neither enjoys a beneficial sleep in which he would attain knowledge in form of a truthful dream, neither does he acquire the gnosis in his waking life, nor does he find the opportunity to benefit others by teaching them something useful to them. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in another episode of Lantern. Today we talked about sins, their consequences, and a beneficial way to avoid them. I hope that all of us would become the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoid the evil of committing sins. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we have this concept of dhulm al-nafs, oppressing yourself, doing injustice against yourself. How do we understand what this means? In the world today, when you think of oppression, victims, oppressors, who is the greatest victim that is being victimized by people? Who's the biggest victim? The self. When you do an act of injustice, before you harm others, before you hurt others, before you victimize others, you victimized yourself. The most person you will ever oppress in your life is your own self. You're the first target. Any sin you commit, any violation you make, any act of oppression that comes from you, you're the first victim. You're the first one who suffers. Let's try to examine this and clarify it. How is it that you suffer? When it comes to dhulm al-nafs, how do you suffer? Number one, we human beings, we have this special ismah status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you the human being dignity. The second you sin, you yourself become a victim because you lose that dignity. Can you respect yourself right after you've sinned? Can you really respect yourself? You lose status with your own self, even though you might not admit it, but that's the reality. You lose respect for your own dignity. And that's why you're the first one who suffered.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.